This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We have so much to get to this hour. Yes, I'll finally talk about these protests again that are ongoing, and I'll scoff at that a little bit. Democrats are running cover for Mike Johnson. $1.5 trillion welfare bill essentially is coming down. Emails, all that, so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But let's go back to something we've been talking about a lot. It's been a steady theme on the show for the past few days because it's been bothering me a lot. And it's something we've talked about before. How the culture only moves left because of the right, because of the weakness and failure of the right. When the communists decide they want to use a specific language, the right will adopt the language. You can see it all over the place now. How many congressmen, senators call them migrants now? Just overnight, immediately adopting the language of the left. The right will hold itself back when there's an actual backlash against communist excess. The right will immediately step in and hall monitor the situation over and over and over again. And the right will constantly talk about what they want us talking about. And let's pause on that for a moment, because this is going to come back to the campuses and what's going on right now. But you ever gotten a fight with your spouse, husband, wife? I can't speak for everybody, but I will say, as dudes, you will run into this with your woman when you fight with her on occasion. You probably have run into this in your life. I'm assuming it's a technique and it's a brilliant one. Let's say you get in an argument. Let's say my wife bought a dress. I wouldn't care if she bought a dress, but let's say she went out and decided to get new landscaping, you know, spent a fortune on landscaping, something like that. Didn't even tell me. She'd never do something like that, but hypothetically. She goes out and she spends $5,000 on landscaping. We didn't even talk about it. Just drops $5,000 on landscaping. And so I come home and I, honey, what the $5,000? What are you talking about? We were saving. What are you doing? And immediately, boom, the fight is on. I'm upset about the landscaping. She did it. At some point during the conversation, I get a little bit heated and I end up saying, so I call her irresponsible. Or no, I drop a, you're just like something your mother would do. This, you know how much women love that when you compare them to their mother. Just like something your mother would do. And then she shifts the conversation. She shifts the argument. Why would you say that? That's so mean. Are you trying to hurt me? Do you hate my mom? Why would you say something? And I spend the next 20 minutes talking about my comment about her mother. Now, we were just discussing the issue at hand. We were discussing the $5,000. We were discussing the landscaping. That is what matters. And she is 100% at fault in that situation. It's your fault. You got the landscaping. I'm winning the argument. I'm in the right here. You're wrong. With the snap of her fingers, I'm arguing. I didn't mean to call you your mom. No, I haven't done that before. What? I'm sorry. I stepped out of line there. Soon, by the end, I'm apologizing. How did that happen? She changed the subject. She took my eyes, my focus, off of the tangible issues at hand, and instead, they're resting on the things she wants to talk about, because she looks better there. Let's talk about the latest news of the day. There's a hostage situation at Columbia, and the protests are boiling over, and they're saying terrible things to anybody who's Jewish there, and they're blocking them from going to class. It's a really ugly situation here. But it's a really ugly situation at Columbia Law. At Columbia. At NYU. At Berkeley. Let me ask you something. Because I'm not saying that's good. You don't want to ever have a situation where there's violence on campus and don't go here, Jew. And that, okay, that stuff's really ugly. But setting aside the emotions of that, let me ask you something. If you say that's a big deal, it's a really big deal. Because I've had a lot of people say that to me today. This is a big deal. Jesse, what's happening is a big deal. Okay. All right. You've heard of Kandahar? You know where Kandahar is? It's in Afghanistan. Kandahar. You know, religions outside of Islam are pretty much banned in Afghanistan. All the Jews are dead. All the Christians are dead. It's just that's how the Taliban operate. So if I wrap up this radio show right now, hey, Chris, Michael, we're done for the night. I'm not feeling it. I'm hopping on a plane. I run home and I grab a Bible. I head to the airport and I fly over to Kandahar. And I walk down Main Street in Kandahar, spreading the good news of Jesus, reading my Bible. And I get violently attacked by a mob. They probably arrest me, torture me, and kill me. Is that bad? No question about it. That's bad. That's bad. It's intolerant. It's evil. It's wrong. It's bad. But is it a big deal? Would you call that a big deal? If you're being honest, you wouldn't. Why wouldn't you? Because it's Kandahar. It's an evil place. It's not a tolerant place. It's an evil place. Evil things happen there. So while it's bad that I just got tortured and killed for reading my Bible in the streets of Kandahar, it's bad. It's not good. It's nothing to celebrate. What it is not is a big deal. Guess what happens in the gorilla enclosure? Gorillas fight and poop in there. So if you jump into it and a gorilla grabs you and twists your head off like the top of a soda bottle, it's bad. It's wrong. I'm sorry about your head. I'm sorry you have to get buried in a closed casket. But what it is not is a big deal because bad things happen in the gorilla enclosure. Columbia is evil. America's elite universities are evil, communist, training camps teaching the next generation, generations of Americans to despise this country, to fight against it with everything they have. The big deal going on in the country right now is not ugly protests at university campuses. That is not even close to being the big deal that's going on right now in the United States of America. Evil things are happening in evil places. Breaking news. Wow, I can't believe it.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
I have breaking news tonight here on the Jesse Kelly Show. It's breaking right now. Tonight in Yemen, there will be violent crime. Tonight, if you go to the south side of Chicago, I'm just getting this word now, just confirming it, Mr. Producer. If you go to the south side of Chicago, you might be shot or stabbed because it's a violent place. And breaking news, America's universities are bad places. Don't go there. Jesse, it's bad. Maybe your location's bad. I had this argument with a friend of mine earlier. I won't give out his name. I didn't ask him beforehand. He was a Jewish guy because he disagrees with me on this. He said, no, Jesse, I'm glad the House of Representatives is focusing on this today. I mean, this was Mike Johnson earlier today.
We desperately need, the country needs clear moral authority. We need the president of the United States to speak to the issue and say, this is wrong. What's happening on college campuses right now is wrong. It is un-American. It is not who we are. The president seems unable or unwilling to do that. The vice president, the same thing. Chuck Schumer, who is the highest ranking Jewish official in the history of the United States, is not speaking to this issue. And that is why we feel a direct obligation to do that. The Congress has a role. We went to Columbia University on Wednesday. We faced that hostile crowd to speak clearly with clarity and conviction and consistency about this issue.
I haven't seen Mike this upset since he thought he was going to have to cut money out of the federal budget. Is it wrong? That's wrong. Campuses are evil. Evil things happen on evil places. I'm sorry that Aiden, Jaden, and Braden cannot attend NYU in safety and comfort. You shouldn't be sending Aiden, Jaden, and Braden to NYU. Ah, but Jesse, this shouldn't happen to Jews. No Jews were assaulted in my neighborhood today. None. My neighbor Ben walks his dog in his underwear half the time. Totally safe. We joke about it. It's hilarious. He was never assaulted. No one told him to go back to Jerusalem. No one spit on him. No one barred him from attending anything. In fact, there's not a single Jewish person in my area who experienced anything at all unpleasant today. Why? Because I don't live in a gorilla enclosure. That's why. If I, however, happen to step onto Columbia's campus, I would understand that I just stepped into Pol Pot's Cambodia, and I would anticipate bad things happening to me and to anyone else who thought like me. No, it's not the biggest deal going on in the country. It's not even close. And yet it dominates every single news story. Headline. Well, actually, not even headline. This is from Bill Malugin. He does great work. Internal DHS data reveals 45 plus U.S. cities that hundreds of thousands of migrants have flown into via the Biden administration's CHNV mass parole program. The president of the United States of America is gathering up illegals en masse and filling up United States of American cities with them, destroying this country as he sits there. And today, the GOP's worried about anti-Semitism at Columbia. My word. Talk about never keeping the big stories front and center. Yeah. I'm telling you what, these people. All right, we're going to get to some emails. I had enough of this. Before we get to those, let's get to this. Let's get to you, me, pain, life. You know what's really amazing? Is, you know, I never had any neck problems at all. And I don't want to act like I'm having a ton of neck problems now, but every now and then I'll wake up and my neck is, I can't turn it. Honey, something's wrong. Get some relief factor in your life. Relief factor is drug free. No more big pharma stuff. Save your kidneys here. It helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. That neck, back, fingers, toes. You don't have to live with muscle pain, joint pain. Take Relief Factor every day and experience being pain-free. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to the emails again, I hear things like this all the time now. All the time when I talk to normal people, not people who are in media, not people who are in Republican politics or Democrat politics. These things are happening across the country right now.
Really, everyone I've talked to recently is just like, yeah, haha, I can't really afford groceries. I guess I just have to cut it down to 2 meals a day. And groceries are a little too much. Got to see like how long I can get my food to last me. Why are we casually being like, yeah, we can't afford groceries?
Can't afford groceries. Mike Johnson was incensed today, filled with rage. About what? Well, not your groceries.
We desperately need, the country needs clear moral authority. We need the president of the United States to speak to...
No, we need food, Mike. We need to be able to afford food. You keep signing every spending bill, so now every American can't afford to eat, Mike. Oh, I forgot. Oklahoma's governor, Kevin Stitt. Boy, he got in on it too. He's out there. You're worried about your grocery bill? He's on it.
The numbers of people who disagree with me and you is staggering. Does it make you down on the future generation of leaders in our country?
You know, I mean, listen, number one, I don't think it's going to be the majority. I think it's a very small minority that are super vocal. They need to be held accountable. Man, I would kick them out of the universities. This is unbelievable. This is hate speech. the Jewish community, just everybody that's for right and wrong should be absolutely opposed to this.
Everybody that's for right shouldn't be on that campus anymore because they're already evil. Now that we've covered that, it's bad to hate people for being Jewish. Could we maybe tackle the issues that every American outside of Columbia's campus is going through? Every American? Every one of them? And, you know, it is wild to watch the selective GOP outrage. They're selectively outraged depending on what? I don't know what. I remember like it was yesterday, speaking of Mike Johnson, when St. George Floyd died. And do I need to remind every single person listening that what I'm about to say right here is not an opinion. It's not Republican, Democrat, right, left, or middle. The two things I'm about to state are facts that cannot be argued by anybody. George Floyd did not die at the hands of a police officer. He died of a drug overdose. That's even according to the medical examiner himself. You cannot argue with it. And Derek Chauvin, the racist cop who attacked George Floyd for the color of his skin, worked with black cops the entirety of his career. And after combing through every minute of his life, they couldn't come up with one racist thing he ever said or did. George Floyd's dead because of a drug overdose. Derek Chauvin's in prison, and it's not because he's a racist at all. And yet, in the wake of that, Mike Johnson, once again, filled with outrage, adopting their language, adopting their rhetoric.
What did you feel when you watched the video of George Floyd being killed?
I was outraged. I don't think anyone can view the video and objectively come to any other conclusion but that it was an act of murder. And I felt that initially, as everyone did. It's so disturbing. And, you know, the underlying issues beneath that are something that the country is now struggling with. And I think it's something we have to look at very soberly and with a lot of empathy. And I'm glad to see that's happening around the country. You know, what it's taught me is we now have four other children of our own. And my oldest son, Jack, ironically, this year is 14. And I've thought often through all these ordeals over the last couple of weeks about the difference in the experiences between my two 14-year-old sons, Michael being a black American and Jack being white, Caucasian. They have different challenges. My son Jack has an easier...
Couldn't wait once again to run to the cameras. It's time to have a talk. I was outraged. It was very clearly murder. I watched the video. My oldest son has had the black experience. Not my white boy, though. Anti-Semitism on Columbia, where virtually 100% of the staff hate you, hate everybody. It's not just Jewish people. They hate us all. They hate America. Mike Johnson, again, run into the camera. But hey, you're eating two meals a day. You're driving Uber on Saturday trying to make ends meet. Oh, you were looking for a GOP speech on that? Oh, sorry. 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 Ukraine's out there. Sorry. We didn't have time for that. Didn't have time to deal with that for you. Ah. All right. I'll get to some emails. Before I get to that, let me get to this. Speaking of money, let's talk about $25. It does not go near as far as it used to go. I hate to do a back in my day thing, but like 5 years ago, what, Chris? Like 5 years ago, you could get five Little Caesars pizzas for $25. Did you know that? They had the $5 hot and ready, and Little Caesars is the best pizza, and it was so good. But now those days are gone. Of course, everything's destroyed that, except for not at MyPillow. You see, MyPillow has a $25 extravaganza sale. You want some things for $25? How about a two-pack of multi-use MyPillows? How about the greatest sandals ever, the MyPillow sandals? Six piece towel sets. The brand new MyPillow with the fancy Giza fabric on it, the temperature regulating, any size, $25. Go take advantage of a $25 extravaganza sale while it lasts. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse or call them 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. About to get to some emails before we get to everything else. Democrats protecting Mike Johnson, of course, and so much more. I can't believe you've never been on an airboat, Chris. I shouldn't say I can't believe you've never been on an airboat, being as how I've been on one twice. But I've last time, remember, we went to Florida when that girl drove off the road. The girl who drove off the road when she was coming at us in the wrong lane, we were leaving an airboat tour. And it was, of course, the most Florida thing in the world. Is it loud? They are loud, but it's not brutally loud. Remember, most of the sound's behind you. Yeah, so they're loud. You're not going to sit and talk. But it was the most Florida thing you've ever seen. We're back in the mangroves, right? We're in all this brackish water. And every guy had camo shorts on, cut off. They were camo pants at one point, cut off. Almost all of them were drinking beer at the time before they got onto the boat. And you could tell every one of these guys, like, you could drop him out of a helicopter back in the swamps and come back in a month and he'd have a mansion built with running water. You knew these guys grew up there. And I was thinking we would be kind of cruising through the mangroves, you know, checking out some gators and stuff like that. No. They open up these airboats and you are flying down. Chris, remind me, I have a video on my phone I've got to show you that I took on the thing, flying down this thing. And it's awesome. It's really, really cool. It highly recommend. Highly recommend. We'll get Premier to pay for it or something, Chris. You don't have to worry about that. Just trust me on that. You got to go. You got to try. Jesse, as much as I'm sad that the gnome killed her dog, Christy Gnome, what I objectify to most is her stupidity for putting the incident into her book. To me, this demonstrates her lack of awareness and political savvy for not anticipating that this would not sit well with voters. When you're writing your autobiography, there's no rule that says it has to become a tell-all. I will still vote for Gnome if by some miracle she survives this, but I really wonder if she is equipped to handle being vice president. Okay. That's a fair criticism. If you're Christy Gnome and you put down a hunting dog, why did you have to write it in the book? However, and it's going to sound like I'm Christy Gnome. I'm not. I'm really not defending her. We're just having a talk about you and me and our relationship with politicians, celebrities, professional athletes. Let me ask you something. Do you want to know the truth about things? You would probably say yes, right? You're probably saying yes. You want to know the truth, right? You want to know the truth. Okay, that's good. That's good. Do you want to know when it comes to politicians or movie stars, or like I said, professional athletes? Do you want behind the scenes info? You want the real scoop? You do, don't you? I know you do. Maybe not you individually, but you see how many services there are out there. Subscribe to become an insider, get behind the scenes stuff, all that. People love that stuff, and people love to say, tell me the truth. I'm tired of all the lies. Just tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Well, and again, I don't like Christy Gnome, so I'm not defending her, but she told the truth. She gave a true story about a hunting dog that was attacking the neighbor's livestock 20 years ago. She told the truth in her book. She gave you the inside info, the behind-the-scenes look at her and her life and how she's lived. She gave you the truth. She gave you the inside info. And if the rumors are to be believed, and I've heard this from sources I trust, she cost herself any chance at being vice president of the United States of America. I'm being told that Trump has dropped her over this issue like a hot potato. Because it got so unpopular with so many people, Trump's not going to take on unpopularity. It would be stupid. So Trump said, all right, well, she's off the list. And you understand that being vice president historically has been really the best path to become president, that or being a governor. So Christy Gnome, the ambitious politician, very likely cost herself the vice presidency and maybe the presidency of the United States of America. And what was her mortal sin? She told the truth. And she gave you the inside scoop. You see what I mean? We lie to ourselves about wanting the inside scoop. This is why I don't. This is why I don't sign up for insider info. This is why I don't want to see the behind the scenes footage. You want to know why I don't want to see the behind the scenes footage? Because I understand that humble basketball player. We all love to watch play. What day do basketball players play? Well, virtually every day. We all love to watch him shoot hoops, and he seems like such a good dude. And look at him hugging his wife. They look like such a close family. Oh, his kids. I don't want to see behind the scenes 3 hours later when he's snorting a pound of cocaine with a bunch of strippers. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And I know that's what life looks like. I want the behind the scenes. Really? Do you want to know that 10, that dime you watch on Fox News? Do you want to find out she's actually a 5 when she gets away from the makeup and the lighting? Do you really want to know? You want to know? We lie all the time to ourselves about wanting the truth. And there's a million different versions of this saying. This is a saying, I actually think I'm getting this version from Game of Thrones of all places. And it's not an original thought, right? There's a million different versions of this saying that people claim to hunger for the truth, but seldom like the taste when it's served up. We always say these politicians lie too much. They lie. They're always lying out there. Look at these politicians. They lie and lying about this and lying about that. But then one honest moment, and we toss him to the wolves. Ah, she's out. Someone tell me the truth. What's that? You killed your dog 20 years ago? You antichrist. I'd never vote for you. So you don't want the truth. See what I mean? Anyway, here's Joe.
How many times do you have to prove we can't be trusted? In Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress. Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy, for democracy? Four more years.
Yeah, that's the president of the United States of America. All right, more emails. Oracle, I love all the history on your show. You made an analogy the other day to the French Revolution, and I'd love to hear some more about the parallels to today. Looking forward to hearing you discuss, and don't warn us. We'll stay with you while you're going somewhere. You know what? That's not very nice. You know, my point I was making about the French Revolution, and I'm not going to get into the history of it tonight either. My point was this. It was a horrible affair, nothing to celebrate. And there was so much murder. And a lot of the elites in society did die. My point was that all these things these people are doing now, that they're totally getting away with now. I understand they're getting away with all of it. The spending, the rubbing everything in your face, they're getting away with all of it. What they can't see, what they very clearly don't see, is the simmering anger and resentment that is bubbling inside of Americans now. And God forbid we ever do run into a situation where we have civil unrest. And I just actually talked to Peter Schiff yesterday, that economist, and he thinks we will. So I'll go into the details a little bit more on that. I don't want to just toss that bomb out there without following up on it. So I'll follow up on that civil unrest thing I just said. But if that day ever comes, and I hope it never does, all these politicians waving your Ukraine flag while people starve, you GOPers trying to pass amnesty bills, just know that people will remember. They will. They will remember. All right, let's talk about this civil unrest thing before we get to Democrats protecting my Mike Johnson, before we get to more emails, before we get to that. I want to get to this. I want to get to your dog. My dog. See, I haven't killed my dog. I love mine. Stop. I had to make a joke. Anyway, I love my dog. You love yours. And no, my dog is not going to be used for hunting. He would probably be terrible at that. He just is used to protect the house and then love on everybody. And that's about what he's good for. And I hope he does that for a very long time. We pour rough greens on his food to ensure he'll be able to do that for a very long time. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. Your dog needs nutrition. He needs it. He has to have it, and he doesn't get it from his dog food. Rough Greens will give you a free Jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to get to so many other things still. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Now, before I get to this civil unrest thing that Peter Schiff and I were talking about yesterday, I do have to get to this one. Jesse, today is my second son's 16th birthday, and we homeschooled our four awesome kids. Today is Joey's 16th birthday. Happy birthday, Joey. And this isn't for you, Joey. This is for your mom.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Okay, so let's deal with the civil unrest thing. I didn't mean to just throw that bomb out there and then follow up with anything else. So I was talking to Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff, in case you don't know who he is, he's one of these economic brain types. He's the one who called the 2008 recession. He called it ahead of time. He told everyone. He said, we're about to have one. We're about to have one. I'm telling you, it's coming right now. And then boom, it happened. So he got famous for that. Really, really sharp financial guy. And I was talking to him about all the money. Remember, there's a $1.5 trillion farm bill coming soon. Now, they call it a farm bill because everyone loves farms and farmers. It's just a big welfare bill. That's exactly what it is. All these farm bills, that's what they are. They're big welfare bills. Anyway, $1.5 trillion. These people, they're not slowing down on anything. Nothing. Nothing. They act like everything is fine. And I'm telling you, the crisis is here now. There's no more doomsday in the future thing now. What you're seeing happen with grocery prices, with the costs in your life, this isn't a blip. This is the beginning. You are in the beginning, as I've been warning about for the longest time. So I was talking to Peter Schiff about it, and he said, Jesse, I think we're going to have civil unrest. And I said, wow, hold on. What are you talking about, civil unrest? And he said, okay, well, walk through this with me. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is what he said. Next year, 2025, the interest on the debt will be $2 trillion. $2 trillion. That will be the largest line item in the budget. All right? Remember, Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, these are things that are not negotiable because all politicians are cowards. They just love to hand things out. They never love to take anything back. They decided to make those things essentially cemented into the budget. That's what those things are now. They're in the budget permanently. No one can vote up or down. So those things are permanent. But the things that aren't permanent are now growing to the point where they are going to begin to smash the dollar. And they're going to smash the dollar in this way. When we stop being able to afford the interest on the debt. They're going to do two things guaranteed. They are going to find a way to raise your taxes massively. They're going to look at the American people and they're going to look at you like a gigantic piggy bank they need to take a hammer to try to bail them out of a jam. They're not going to want to cut off the goodies they hand out. So they'll try to jack up taxation, but even that can only be jacked up so far before people either A, rebel, or C, or A or B, stop paying. People will stop paying historically, you know that. So you have to deal with that portion of it. The other portion is they begin to monetize the debt, meaning, okay, we owe all this money, we don't have the money, let's just print the money. We'll just print some more. But the problem with that is money, the dollar specifically, has been the world's reserve currency forever because the dollar, the American dollar, has always been thought of as being impenetrable, reliable. It may go up a little here or there, but America, Americans, they would never just destroy the value of it. So when one country trades with another country, they trade in the dollar. And because they trade in the dollar, that's why we're allowed to spend a penny more than we take in. But when they stop trading on the dollar, and they will stop trading on the dollar if we start continue destroying the value of the dollar, then what's going to have to happen back home? No ifs, ands, buts, doesn't matter whether you rely on it, whether you love this, whether you hate this, is the country's going to enter a fiscal crisis where interest rates, on top of everything else, must get jacked up in order to stop hyperinflation from ending the country. And then the cuts start. People get mad when I talk about cutting this and cutting that out of the government. But understand that I'm trying to save the country, not trying to hurt you. When I talk about how we need cuts in the military, people get mad because people love the military. I love the military. No, no cuts. I'm trying to save it. I'm trying to save what's left. In fact, if the people who ran this country loved it, they would be meeting right now to figure out how to save what's left. But let's just fast forward through all that because they're very clearly not going to. It's obvious by now. Another $1.5 trillion coming. It's obvious they're not going to stop or slow down until we are crushed. Well, what happens in just the big cities? We'll set every other part of it aside. Have you spent much time in big cities? You know, I love New York. I love L.A. Frankly, I love Chicago. I just don't get there as much. Seattle, Miami. I love big cities. How many people in big cities rely on government checks? What kind of neighborhoods are those? How do you think they'll react when the checks stop coming? You seeing what's coming? All right, whatever. Let's talk about this Mike Johnson stuff and many other things in a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to Preborn. Something wonderful. I love Preborn because they save the most vulnerable people. Again, we talk about so many issues, so many things. Oh, what's happening at college campuses? Oh, how are things over in Ukraine? When we have American babies dying in droves, and they're dying because we have poisoned this culture to convince women that it's just a clump of cells, just a problem, just get rid of it. The ultrasound, that's what Preborn does for these women, a free ultrasound. The ultrasound takes away all those lies. Once you hear that heartbeat, well, you're a mom now. It's a connection. That's why once they get there, you get them in for that ultrasound. They choose life almost every time. And that's where your money to Preborn goes. Preborn.com/Jesse. All tax deductible. Give whatever you want. $28 buys the ultrasound. Give them as much as you want. I don't care. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We have an hour left. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.